Hello there. My name is Cheryl, and you are listening to the Jedi Fangirl Podcast. Hey there. Welcome back to, I think this is episode 8 of the Jedi Fangirl Podcast. So if you're just joining me for the first time, I have been working on discussing all of the live-action Star Wars films in chronological order, and this week we are on The Empire Strikes Back. So I was thinking about this, and I think that what I'm going to do is, once I finish going through all of the movies, this is going to make season one of my show. So I am not entirely sure where I'm going to go with it after that. I think there's a lot of possibilities. I would definitely like to have some guests on because I get afraid that you guys get tired of just listening to me talk and drone on and on and on all the time. So kind of looking for something different to do with it, mix it up a little bit in the next season. I was really glad to get started. I've been enjoying doing this. I would like to continue it. So send me your ideas, guys. Send me a voice message or send me an email. You can go to JediFangirl.com and contact me through my webpage. But let me know what you would like to see me talk about and kind of where you might like to see things go on my podcast. I would really appreciate some feedback. So again, this week we are going to be talking about The Empire Strikes Back. And then after we get through that discussion at the end, I'm going to go through some of the current Star Wars news. So hang in there. All right. So today, we are going to be discussing The Empire Strikes Back. Obviously, this was the first Star Wars sequel. Came out in 1980 after A New Hope in 1977. So this movie is considered to be the best Star Wars film by a lot of people. Most people, if you ask them their favorite Star Wars film, if they're a fan, then a lot of people will say Empire Strikes Back. And actually, I used to say that that was my favorite. And I think recently that's changed because I think I do love Empire Strikes Back. Don't get me wrong. But if I have to say my favorite, I kind of go back to the beginning. And I talked about this last week in my podcast as well, because last week I talked about A New Hope. And I just go back to the beginning because when I revisit the movies and I want to just go back to the basics, the very beginning of all of it, I go back to A New Hope. And so I think because it started it all, it's the one that I revisit. It is the first Star Wars. It's my favorite. I think Empire Strikes Back would definitely come in at a very close second, just because even though A New Hope is the beginning of all of it, there's so many things added to it that are big parts of Star Wars that are introduced in Empire Strikes Back. And that's kind of the next thing I want to talk about. So A New Hope started it all, but 3 years later, we saw A New Hope was pretty successful. So we got The Empire Strikes Back and we got more to the story. It introduces a lot of new things. In Empire Strikes Back, we get some new creatures. At the beginning of the movie, we get to see a Wampa and Tauntauns. And there's just so many pieces and iconic Star Wars things that are introduced in this movie. We get to see Force ghosts for the first time. We get to learn a little bit more about the Force. We get to see Dagobah, which it's kind of funny because, I don't know, to me, Dagobah is kind of iconic, but it's only really in Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi a little bit. But it's synonymous with Yoda. So Dagobah we get to be introduced to in Empire Strikes Back. And the walkers. This is a debate. I think this is an ongoing debate among Star Wars fans. And I always used to pronounce it as AT-AT walkers because it's an abbreviation. And I've heard a lot of people that pronounce it AT-AT walkers. So I still in my head think AT-AT walkers. So I put out a poll on Twitter just now because I knew I was getting ready to record this and I was going through my notes and I'm like, I wonder how other people say it. So if you hear this when it comes out tomorrow on Friday, go find my poll on Twitter and vote and tell me how you pronounce it. Is it AT-AT or is it AT-AT? So we get introduced to those for the first time. Hoth, we get to see it in Empire Strikes Back. I love all of the different settings of Star Wars. There's all these different planets with... You've got Dagobah is swampy and you've got Hoth that is an ice planet. And we get introduced to Krayt in the sequel trilogy, which is a salt planet, which was super interesting. Alderaan, Naboo, Coruscant. I've always liked Coruscant because it's such a city planet. Like, I feel like it's really the only major big city planet that you see in Star Wars. And I think it's cool because of that. We don't really get to see much of Alderaan, but if you read about it in the books, it sounds like it's a really cool planet. Naboo, we get to see in the prequel trilogy. So anyway, that was kind of a tangent. So then something else that we really get to see more of in Empire Strikes Back is the Han and Leia relationship. They are kind of the iconic Star Wars couple. They have their first kiss in Empire Strikes Back. And of course, we get the epic line, I love you, I know. I've heard debate about this too. There's people that don't like it, whether they don't, is it good or is it bad? Because she's telling him, I love you. He's being cocky about it and saying, I know. I just think it was a different time. Things were a little bit different. I like it. It's a fun line. He's cocky, but she's finally kind of given in to him. So it's charming. I like it. I don't know. We get to see Han. That line is mentioned in the scene where Han is frozen in carbonite by Darth Vader. And he's given to Boba Fett. And that's scary. Like, they don't know if he's going to live. So, I mean, you're all familiar with it, but just this big part of their relationship we get to see in this movie. And so then something else, we get to meet Yoda for the first time in Empire Strikes Back. So he, at the end of episode 3, obviously after Anakin became Darth Vader, Yoda went into exile on Dagobah. And as far as we're aware, he's been there since episode 3. Been, you know, just puttering along, being Yoda. And so we get to see him meet Luke. And something that I think is interesting, this was kind of one of the things that I thought was cool in episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. So in Empire Strikes Back, Luke is on Dagobah and he's training with Yoda. And Yoda is trying to get him to lift his X-Wing out of the water with the Force. And, you know, do or do not, there is no try. He fails and he can't get it out. And so Yoda gets it out for him. But what I loved in Rise of Skywalker is that when Rey goes to see Luke on Octu and she needs a way to get to Exegol, and she's destroyed Kylo's TIE fighter. And Luke ends up getting his old X-Wing that has been sunk into the water for so long. And he gets it out using the Force, which he couldn't do in Empire Strikes Back. And I love that little throwback there. Just like that's how far he's come as a Jedi or in the Force. So It's cool. I love that. I love all the little fan service throwback things in Rise of Skywalker. I thought that was pretty cool. So another character that we get to meet for the first time in Empire Strikes Back is Lando, our first introduction to Lando Calrissian in Cloud City on Bespin, which is, I think, is either one of the biggest, maybe the biggest Star Wars planet. Cloud City is also a pretty cool planet. There was somebody asking a poll or just a question, I think, today on Twitter, which was, if you could visit any of the Star Wars planets, which ones would you visit? And I, like I talked about earlier, I like Coruscant. I think it would be cool. Alderaan, obviously it's gone now, but I would love to visit Alderaan or Naboo. Cloud City would be cool to visit too. But so we first meet Lando, and I love that there's this character that has come so far. Like, we just get to see so much more in other movies and books, and he's been revisited so much since this movie. We get to meet him. We get to see how he meets Han Solo in Solo, which I loved. Thought Donald Glover did a great job. It's so funny. I am watching, kind of working my way through Star Wars Rebels right now. And in one of the episodes, in episode one, Lando shows up. And I love that. I have not watched Rebels before, and so I'm working my way through it for the first time. And I was so excited. I love that Lando was in there, and he was in a couple of episodes, and it was cool to see him and see some of the characters that they meet in Rebels, and I'm enjoying it. It's new Star Wars content for me, so I'm always excited about that and love to learn more about the characters that we are already familiar with. So this was mentioned on Twitter when I said I was recording my podcast today, but I already had this in my notes. But this is kind of one of the things, people like the plot twist. Like, this is kind of the plot twist of all plot twists in movies. But the big I am your father reveal at the end of Empire Strikes Back. So in A New Hope, when Luke meets Obi-Wan, Ben, he tells him that he knew his father. Darth Vader killed his father, and that's what Luke thinks. So then in Empire Strikes Back, this whole movie, we go and Darth Vader is trying to hunt down Luke and even basically kidnaps his friends to bring him out. And fights with him at the end of the movie, and he starts talking about your father, and Obi-Wan said that you killed him, and he's like, no, I am your father. And this is just epic film. Like, everybody, even if you don't know anything about Star Wars, like, my husband is not a Star Wars fan, and he isn't that big of a fan of science fiction, so he knows things that he sees. He knows who Yoda is, but he knows about this line. Everybody seems to get it wrong. People that don't know the movies always say, Luke, I am your father. And he never said Luke. He said, no, I am your father. So, but my point is that my husband knows that line, and he is not a Star Wars fan at all. So this is people know about this. This is epic in film. But it is a big plot twist, because here all along we've been thinking, hey, Darth Vader is the villain. He is after Luke. He killed Luke's father. That makes a great story. But then this just giant plot twist is like, no, he is the father. He is, you know, Luke's father. His father is a villain, the big villain, kind of one of the most epic villains in history. So big plot twist there. Great moment. Luke loses his hand. This is in the fight with Darth Vader, he cuts off his hand. Hand falls down with the lightsaber, loses his lightsaber. And I think that one of the coolest things about the whole Skywalker saga is that this is the story of this lightsaber, which is kind of funny. It's originally Anakin's lightsaber. We don't get to see him make it or anything like that, but he first has it in Attack of the Clones. He has this lightsaber. And then in Revenge of the Sith, he loses it. He's fighting Obi-Wan on Mustafar and loses it. And Obi-Wan picks it up. So we see how Obi-Wan gets it and he keeps it. And obviously Anakin becomes Darth Vader, gets his red Sith lightsaber from wherever, however he got that. And then in A New Hope, Obi-Wan still has the lightsaber and he's kept it all these years. And he ends up giving it to Luke. And it becomes Luke's lightsaber. So he has, Luke has the lightsaber, and we think of it as Luke's lightsaber in the original trilogy. And then he gets his hand cut off in Empire Strikes Back. His hand falls, the lightsaber falls. We think it's gone forever. But then somehow in the sequel trilogy, Maz Kanata ends up with it. And I don't know the story. Maybe the story is told in like the comics or books somewhere, and I just haven't gotten to that yet. But Maz Kanata ends up with the lightsaber and she gives it to Rey because it's calling to Rey, which is just interesting. I still don't quite understand that. Maybe it's the Force and knowing that Rey has good in her, even though she's a Palpatine and blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of strange that Anakin's lightsaber would be calling to the granddaughter of Palpatine. I don't know. But anyway, this whole lightsaber travels through all of the sequel or the all of the Skywalker saga. So I love that. I just think that's kind of interesting how it's like the story of Anakin's lightsaber. And then at the end of Empire Strikes Back, we also find out that Leia can feel the Force as well. And she senses Luke after he's fallen. He's hanging onto this antenna and she realizes where he's at and goes back to save him. So that's kind of cool that you get to see that Leia is Force sensitive as well. So just all of these things, new things introduced in Empire Strikes Back, things that become iconic. And even though I've seen these movies so many times, I still have to think about it and be like, when, you know, we think about something about Star Wars, like Yoda or, yeah, I mean, whatever. And like, when did we first see that? And there's so much that was actually introduced in Empire Strikes Back that I get confused and I, you know, kind of forget where things came into the story. Because I think of that first original trilogy is one big story to me. Like all of the movies had obviously come out when I started watching them. So, you know, you just watch all of them and it kind of gets, you know, jumbled. But a lot was actually introduced in Empire Strikes Back. So another thing that I like about this movie is that it has some of the best, most iconic Star Wars one-liners. I try to make a list of some of them that I could think of. And there's just so much in this movie. The whole scene where Leia is arguing with Han and she says, "Well, you no good, stuck up, scruffy looking nerf herder." And I just love that scene and I love that line. And Chewie starts laughing and Han says, "Laugh it up, fuzzball." And these are just like, these are ringtone sounds and just they're epic sound bites and one-liners. And she also, where Leia also says, "Oh, I'd rather kiss a Wookiee." And when they're in the Millennium Falcon and C-3PO gives Han the odds and Han is like, "Never tell me the odds." And that's a great line too. I actually have a t-shirt with the Millennium Falcon on it that has that line on the shirt and I love it. And of course, Yoda, some of the things he says, he's training Luke and then there's the whole do or do not, there is no try. And I also think this is funny where Yoda says, "Oh, judge me by my size, do you?" And I have I have a dog that is a miniature dachshund. He's like 10 pounds. He's itty bitty. And he has a Star Wars collar and a Star Wars leash that has Yoda on it. And the leash on one side says, "Judge me by my size, do you?" And I think it's great. It's perfect for him because he's so small. But there's just so many great one-liners in this movie and just stuff that just comes back again and again when you think of Star Wars. So it's interesting how people have compared this movie to The Last Jedi. Because, I mean, I don't remember when Empire Strikes Back came out. I know it came out in 1980, so I was barely alive at that point. And so I don't know what the reception of the movie was like when it came out. Like people, what people thought of it, did they like it? And while there's a lot in it, we can say that and we can say things about it, but our perception of it, at least my own, is based on the fact that Return of the Jedi was out by then. So while Empire Strikes Back ends on, I mean, a sad note, you know, Han is in carbonite. Luke just found out that the villain is his father. You don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of they're like desperate. Like things are really bad at the end of the movie. And a lot of us have seen, you know, we watched Empire Strikes Back with the ability to watch Return of the Jedi right after it. And so we know what happens. We know how the story gets wrapped up. We know that it gets better. We know, you know, how things go. And I've heard, I don't know. I don't remember, that The Empire Strikes Back was kind of had a bad reception. Like some people didn't like it because it ended on such a sad note and it was so, there was so much despair at the end of it. And just such a cliffhanger like that. And people have compared that to The Last Jedi. A lot of crazy things happened in The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi did not go the way we expected it to. The first time I saw it, I hated it. I was like, this is so weird, because I thought that I loved Star Wars so much and I always went into a movie with no expectations around what happens in the movie, a new, you know, Star Wars movie. And I came out of The Last Jedi and I was like, wow, I realized I do have expectations. I am not happy with this. And I felt bad about it. I'm like, what do I do with myself? You know, I'm this big Star Wars fan and I want to love all of the movies, and I didn't love that one. And then the more I thought about it and the more I processed, and I went to see the movie again, and I did kind of like it. It may not have been what I expected to happen, but I kind of actually love that Rian Johnson took all of the expectations of Star Wars fans and what they expected to happen in The Last Jedi and just turned it all on its head. He really did. And a lot of people still don't like The Last Jedi because of that. And I disagree. I kind of like that he did that because I feel like it needed to happen. So anyway, we'll talk more about The Last Jedi when I get to that podcast. But the ending of Empire Strikes Back, obviously, it ends on a very sad note. But yeah, I kind of like that. It's kind of different. And now we love it. So I think to kind of sum up my thoughts on Empire Strikes Back, this is kind of the perfect original trilogy Star Wars movie. We get a lot happening in it. We get a lot of new things introduced that have become iconic in Star Wars. Yes, it ends on a sad note, but that's okay. And thankfully, we did get Return of the Jedi, so we know what happens next. But as I said before, A New Hope is my favorite because it's the beginning. It's the one I always go back to. But Empire Strikes Back is definitely a close second. And I'm kind of surprised that I really didn't get anybody that left me a message to talk about Empire Strikes Back, just because everybody basically says it's their favorite Star Wars film. So kind of surprised I didn't get any feedback on it this week, but maybe I will once the podcast comes out. So I think that's it. I don't know how long this one ended up being, but there's just nothing bad really to say about Empire Strikes Back. And it's everyone's favorite, kind of, and people love it, and it's just your iconic Star Wars film. So next week, we are going to be talking about Return of the Jedi. It will be the last of the original trilogies. So if you would like to send me your thoughts about Return of the Jedi, I would love to listen to them and possibly feature them on next week's podcast. You can leave me a voice message. If you go to JediFangirl.com, click on podcast at the top of the screen. And then when you get to the podcast page, click on message and leave me a voice message. Or if you don't want to do that, you can send me an email, Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L at JediFangirl.com. Let me know your thoughts. If you go to my website, JediFangirl.com, I also have a new blog post up there about Project Luminous and what it ended up being. That was announced this week. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit more here in a second when I go through the current Star Wars news. So thanks for listening. Again, looking forward to next week talking about Return of the Jedi. Okay, so let's talk about what is going on with Star Wars this week. The big announcement, Project Luminous has been teased for months. It was announced months ago, and we finally got to find out exactly what it is. So it is going to be a series of books, adult books, comics, a series of literature, we'll put it that way, about the High Republic era of Star Wars, which we found out this week is approximately 200 years before The Phantom Menace. This was kind of a prime era of the Republic. The Jedi were not fighting in wars. They were more peacekeepers and explorers. They were exploring the galaxy, specifically the Outer Rim, and just a whole different era. It should be fun to learn about. It was announced this week, and we've got several different authors that are involved, and the first books that are coming out were announced, and they are coming out a couple of days, or some of them are coming out a couple of days before Star Wars Celebration later this year. So should be cool, should be interesting to learn about. People seem to be pretty jazzed up, excited about it. So I actually wrote a blog post about what we know, what we found out about it. So if you go out to JediFangirl.com and check out my blog post about Star Wars The High Republic. So something else this week, we got our first episode of season 7 of The Clone Wars last Friday. It was called The Bad Batch. Basically introduced us to this group of clone troopers that are kind of different. They have some extra abilities that that not all of the clones have. So we were introduced to Hunter, Wrecker, Tech, and Crosshair. And yeah, pretty cool. I thought it was interesting to see these different clones, and I continue to find it interesting how the clones, the clone troopers, even though they are technically clones, they all have a different personality, different interesting things about each one of them, different skills, abilities. These particular clones, this group of them with their extra abilities, I found it really funny how they called the other clones regs, and that term has taken off. I have seen people using it, and it cracks me up. So, let's see. Out of all of those four clones in the Bad Batch, the group of them, I don't know what other people would say. I'm curious who everyone's favorite was. That seems like a question that's been asked across Twitter a lot this week. And I think mine is Tech, and that's probably just because he's the one that I relate to the most. So, kind of cool to get introduced to these new clones in this first episode. And I'm excited to see where it goes and see what we get. What I've seen from some of the pictures of this week's episode, the one that comes out for right now, me recording this, it's tomorrow, but when you're listening to this, it'll be out today. But it shows some scenes of Anakin and Padme, and this is the scene that a lot of people question in the trailer, where it looks like you can tell that Padme is pregnant, and she's talking to Anakin. And from what we know, he doesn't find out that she's pregnant until Revenge of the Sith. So how does that play in there? But it should be interesting to find out. Also, there were some throwbacks to rebels in the episode The Bad Batch. There were the Fernox, which you see in season one of Rebels. So kind of cool, all the little teasers and little things that they throw in there. So some other news this week. We found out the DVD digital Blu-ray release of Rise of Skywalker. It will be out on digital for download on March 17th, next month, and out on Blu-ray, disc, and 4K on March 31st, 2 weeks later. So excited about that. It'll be cool to go back and watch all of the sequel trilogy movies together. So that, I think, is mostly it for news this week. I would like to tell you, I'm excited about this. I don't know if anybody else is, but I really like my logo. I created it myself, and I've had some compliments on it. People like the Jedi Fangirl logo, and I'm kind of trying to play with it and do some different things. But in the meantime, I actually do have the ability to purchase stuff now with the Jedi Fangirl logo on it. I bought a couple of things. I bought a coffee mug that I posted about on Instagram, and some shirts that should be coming today. And I'll be posting more about that on Twitter and Instagram, hopefully later today once they come in. But if you are interested in getting something with that logo, go out to JediFangirl.com, click on shop, and it's through TeePublic, and you can find pretty much anything you want with the Jedi Fangirl logo. So I think that kind of wraps it up for this week. Seems a little shorter. I figured it would be longer talking about Empire, but next week we're going to be talking about Return of the Jedi. So definitely send me a voice message. Tell me what your thoughts are on Return of the Jedi. Do you like Ewoks? Do you hate them? Let me know. That's it for this week. And as always, may the Force be with you.